see what I had told you.
All right, so we're testing this out in the air.
Let me hear me song.
No. Oh my God.
Let me hear
me song. What are you trying to do? Become a singer? Is that what's going on?
I feel like I have a good voice, you know. Not to sing, you know, but okay. like enough to not be ashamed of.
Okay.
It's true.
Is that just like had some kind of deep-rooted something there on the low you've been trying to become a singer?
No, I don't. Just because somebody said they like to sing or they think it's statistic. I don't. Everything is not about capitalism. It's the same thing.
I'm not saying about getting money. I'm just saying about becoming a singer.
More, if we get a chance,
welcome to a new one.
That was a really ratchet and unnecessary start. A whole you're gonna cut that out, right? You have to
might as well keep it in, right? So people can hear what I have to deal with on a day-to-day basis. You just like spontaneous, oh so spontaneous, just like, you know what? I'm going to be a singer today. It's like, okay. When's the mixtape dropping, Mom?
Anyway, Inya, so we're going to be talking about ratchet topics. It's been a while. What the last episode was the one
about race, something about race.
About the statues.
Oh, yes, yes.
And then the one before that.
I don't remember. It's kind of, you know, the other one. I think, wasn't that the one we had with Danielle? Or was there one
right
in between?
With Danielle and Crazy.
Yeah. All right. Anyway, how are you, Mom? It's been a while. When was the last time we had questions?
We're literally in the same house. What's wrong with you?
Had communication, sitting down like this. I'd like to, before you start, I think there's something I'd want to say. I think, like, we should start, like, a segment called, like, Couch Talk. Like, there's, you know, different discussions we have. We have, like, you know, high debates on the table and like lounge discussions on the couch.
I don't think cares where we're
maybe
located.
We should do that. We should, like, you know, describe.
You realize you're having
scene.
This conversation with yourself though.
You're answering me though, right? I'm not caring. I'm talking to myself. You're here.
No matter where we have the conversation, Inya,
it helps
nobody
the vibe
cares.
And the
how so though?
Oh my God, it's just around because, like, okay, so just to describe the scene, since this is a podcast scenario, like we're sitting at a table, right? But it's more lounge or comfortable if you're sitting, you know, more. Not saying the chairs are uncomfortable. No shade thrown your way. But
how would it be shade thrown?
Because these are, you know, your chairs that you picked up. Like, it's time we change them. They're kind of getting tough.
Like, you talk like you don't actually live here. But
no, I don't. I just come here occasionally to, like, you know, take the podcast, edit, and then I leave.
Okay. We're going to talk about all kinds of topics today because it's a long time we don't do something like that. What are we starting with? What is it that you wanted to talk about? Because I have a list.
Okay, let's hear your list.
No. Let's go with one topic from you first.
That was
something
my topic.
That you know I don't want to talk about, so that we can.
That was my topic that I wanted to talk about. I think we should remove the podcast to the couch. It's a serious topic. You're laughing when I'm dead serious.
True. Let's talk. No, seriously. What is it that you've been bothering me about? What you want to talk about? What I say I'm not talking about.
Right, no, I can't imagine. I mean, that whole thing passed with the whole, you know, YouTube, but there's always something that comes up.
We can talk about it for a quick, a hot second. I'm just not going to call his name, so you can say what you want to say about him, and I'll say what I have to say.
Well, no, as I said, like, no, everything is still on ice anyway. We kind of have to see, like, where it's going, because, like...
Okay, you can't have to tell people what we're talking about,
I think it's clear. Okay, maybe not. Okay, so it's about the whole beauty guru drama on YouTube, that the beauty industry is just, like, you know, corrupt and rather, you know, just drama-filled left and right, and... Miss Tati, I think her name is Tati Westbrook. She dropped people are making fun of her that her videos, her like crying videos, are low-key infomercials for her vitamins. Like, somebody timed it. The first thing she made about like James Charles, there was like, what did she say? They said it was like a 40-minute video and like
Karen.
20 yeah, for sure. And there were like 20 minutes of that video was she promoting her vitamins and stuff. Anyway, we have to get about into depth about that. I'm just interested. I think if something else comes about it, like she claims that there's going to be a lawsuit and then they're going to, you know, take, you know, serious actions and such. I think when that comes out, we can rehash it.
My view on it is just that what I told you. Well, obviously.
Because they're white people, Mom.
No, Don't say that. When you say that, that's not true.
Okay, just holding for record, she's not a racist. Check. Good to know.
How could I possibly be a racist? I don't know what is wrong with you.
It's not possible.
It's just that I feel the whole thing is just already so superficial because it's makeup. But I want to say that.
That's the irony, isn't it?
What's her name? Matelia, the girl from YouTube that I watched some videos from her, Patricia Bright.
Yeah.
She did her, made her comments on Twitter. And she said, in her view, he, the one that will not be named.
Shane Dawson's friend, if you want to call him that.
Right. And so Patricia Bright was making the point that, you know, it is high time that women don't invite men into their spaces. And this is a man. I don't even know if he's a man. I'm not sure.
He's an alien.
Anyway, the point though is that he is one of the most successful beauty bloggers or YouTubers there is, and the fact that he has taken up so much space and have so much power in an industry that should really be about women, you know?
Yeah.
That for me is just really, really troublesome. But what I'm happy about is that there are enough beauty bloggers now, especially black beauty bloggers,
yeah,
you know, Jackie Aina and so on, who they see the game, they see what they're playing, and they are leveling up, you know?
Yeah, well,
and this is not something that happened just recently either.
It's been. But I think, you know, that statement of yours is already in itself, you know, controversial, because people would say, like, what do you mean? Boys can also do makeup, and, you know, which is true. But it is kind
look
of...
Look here, man. I think
it should be inclusive. It is, yes, we won't lie, like across the board, like if you look at a lot of industries, it does happen to be that most of the people at the top are white male, regardless of wherever. That's not good, but I'm not, you know, excluding men out of the makeup world. It is just something like, you know.
Men should not be wearing makeup.
Oh my God. Okay, here.
And I'm just going to say that, clarification, I mean, obviously,
I 100% disagree if you feel do it. Like, I could give two shits, just like everybody do
no,
you,
listen,
right?
I think that if you like you see for example, when we're watching RuPaul's Drag Race, yeah, for example, like in that kind of context, I'm good with it. I'm okay
so
with it.
So
I just feel that in this particular instance with this person,
oh my God,
I just feel that it is a cover for, all right, how do I say it? Because I want
here
to make sure.
Like,
no,
put on the aloe hats. Here comes the conspiracy. I feel
no,
it.
It's not no conspiracy. No, what I'm trying to say is just this. That I feel that this guy is not somebody who is genuinely interested in wearing makeup. There are boys, I suppose, who want to wear makeup. There are men who wear makeup. Like I said, with the
drag queens.
Drag people, men who do drag.
But it is an art form, though.
And that's the thing. Yeah. And if it were that it was this situation where it was somebody that who was at the top of the game or in the game,
yeah,
I wouldn't have a problem with it. But my statement about men shouldn't wear makeup speaks specifically to this particular person, because I think what he is doing,
yeah,
is that he's had a failed music career, and he wanted fame, mm-hmm, and it didn't work for him with the music. I think that maybe he might have been in acting at some point. I don't even know.
He was dabbling in a lot of things.
Exactly, and I think that he has latched on to this particular thing, yeah, right? Because women are very welcoming and very all-inclusive. Women will put people into their
sounds
space.
Like discussion is going around of like, we need to build walls, there needs to be separation.
No, I don't think that there needs to be separation in Aenea, but we talked about this with the whole transgender thing. This is a topic that you claim that I shouldn't speak on because I must,
yes,
wait until I have knowledge.
Yes, and you formed
but
your
I
opinion.
Want to, listen, I want to preface what I'm saying about these things by just like, I accept that I am an evolving being, which you are as well,
same,
right?
Yeah.
And there is no
consent
ideology that is set in stone, or any
static
perspective
basically
or opinion that,
yeah,
is set in stone, that we should be able to say what we are when we are at that place,
yeah,
and then release it once we know. You know, they say, once you know better, you do better.
Yeah.
You understand?
Yeah.
So I am prepared to open myself up to say that, well, this is a topic that is very that I'm still learning from.
Okay, so what is your opinion on this?
Like, I think,
I like how you're just like, we're just going to have this topic maybe at the end. And she just like smuggles it at the beginning. So might as well get it out there.
No, well, let's...
What's your opinion? What's your problem with the situation?
I want to finish what I say in Dove about the guy and in the makeup industry. I really think that what Patricia Bright wrote on Twitter about him, I don't know if the tweets are still up, mm-hmm. but I think she did a really comprehensive job of just like outlining how he's a really toxic individual, toxic human being, right?
Yeah.
With obvious mental health issues. He himself has spoken about that.
Yeah.
You understand? With a very troubled past,
yeah.
right? And I think that his lust for fame has forced him to seek out any way to get fame,
yeah.
and the beauty industry is a way, is a place that he obviously got some traction,
mm-hmm.
And he has used that power to be disrespectful and racist in his comments, and you know,
he's just plain out mean.
Yes, and know? I think that this is a difficulty what we're doing right now in this world, and you know, there's no nuance, so people can't really talk anymore to say what they think about him, because the first thing people are going to run you down and say, you can't say that because you know he's, you I don't even know what his sexuality is, and
he's gay
or yeah. he's, you can't say that, and I'm like, we need to be able to separate the fact that this is not a low quality human being,
uh-huh.
yes, outside of the fact that they might have
outside unquote, of whatever like it is that
they identify
yeah.
as.
Yeah.
It's the same conversation we're having when we were watching yesterday, the show. What's this Netflix show we're watching? Black AF.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. And they were talking about how because of the fact that we're black creatives, they're not able to
criticize themselves.
Black people,
yeah.
We're not criticizing ourselves, and then white people are not criticizing us because they don't want to be labeled as racist.
Yeah.
So a song, a movie, a book, a poem, whatever it is, where they're creatively
like
can
the
be just
know.
Real trash.
Yeah.
But because you know, you don't want to come across as that. And that's the thing with this thing. Nobody wants to say anything about transgender too much because you don't want to be labeled as transphobic.
Yeah.
But the reality of this is, like I was saying to you, the condition known as...
the body dysmorphia.
Right, you know body dysmorphia.
Yeah.
It's a real
thing.
It's in the DSM as a condition, a real
yeah,
condition,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
And the way to manage that has always been to allow people to transition.
Yeah.
And to say that somebody who has transitioned now is a male or female,
mm-hmm.
you can't force people to say, yes, you have to say they're male, or yes, you have to say they're female. You understand? I think that people should be able to say, this is how I feel about it.
Mm-hmm.
Let me be with it. I am not trying to make your life difficult. I am not trying to make your life miserable. I'm simply saying what I see is how I see it. There's a difficulty in that though, you know, Inya, because it's like you have to be empathetic and you have to be, and all of these things are good.
Yeah.
But where do you draw the line between my empathy for you and then me going over into your madness or your mental illness?
Okay, well, that's kind of sounds a bit wrong, I'm not gonna lie. I think for me, my thing is, like, I don't get the big deal of, like, if you're doing you, if you want to be, if I interact with you and you say, like, okay, you know, I want to be called this way or I want to be known as this, I'm like, okay, fine, cool, whatever, like, whatever. But, yeah, with, like, the name calling, like, personally, the way how I see it, and I'm not going to speak for transgenders and like how they feel or whatever, but I feel like if you identify as a woman, then all right, you're a woman. Like, I'm not discussing it, but I don't get the whole, okay, so there's cis woman this and there's this and that and all of this, and like, I get, you know, you want to have separation. For me, I'm just like, okay, if you feel like a woman, you're a woman, whatever, but like, don't put something on me to tell
and
me that I'm not, because I'm not doing that for you either, you know. I'm not telling
but
you,
but that
like,
is the issue, because when I first heard about this label of being a cis woman, I was interested. I was like, okay, what's going on?
Yeah.
What does that mean? And then when I found out, I was like, okay, but I'm a woman though.
Yeah,
I am a woman,
yeah.
without no precursors or nothing before. I'm just a woman.
Yeah.
What makes me a woman is the fact that I menstruate, the fact that I can give birth, the fact that I have
yeah.
a uterus, right?
Yeah.
And it's not a privileged position. It's not an underprivileged
it's
position.
Just,
it's just what
it
I am,
yeah.
right? So if you are a transgender, then that's what you are.
That's something that, like, I would want to talk to somebody like who identifies as trans. Like, isn't the point of being trans to then finally, like, you're in a transition, so you're transitioning to be a woman, so isn't your goal to then, you know, be a woman, like, whatever, if that is, you know, for you doing the full-on surgery or like doing hormones or whatever, or just, you just like, when do you accept, like, all right, you're a woman, and then it's like, move on from
you're a woman when you say you're a woman. And that's the thing, you know, like, if you have transitioned,
yeah,
then it means that you're not saying anymore I am a transgender.
That's the thing, that's something I don't know. I mean, okay, again, I'm not trans, I don't know like how it is, but like, logically for me, the way I think it, all right, so you're born, like, you know, genetically like a man, and you feel like, you know, you're not, you don't feel comfortable in your body, you feel like you want to be a woman, you transition to become a woman, and then you're a woman, and then that's kind of like, you know, dusted hands off, and like, all right, moving on, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, isn't that the point? And why are we stuck in like this, like, stuck in a transition phase? But like, if you feel like a woman, and like, be a woman, like, you know, just do it, like,
and don't use any,
exactly,
don't have any any words before, you know, to say,
to like, I have to, like, because you're basically just like still canceling yourself out, or like, mm-hmm, like differentiating yourself, like, just like
how, other, you're othering, yeah, yourself, yeah,
exactly, basically.
But you know? I guess that's the whole point with the whole with you know, saying cisgender, cis woman, cis man,
yeah,
cis man, right?
That's another thing. Like, you realize, I will admit that you don't really
You don't hear cis.
That's the thing. You don't really hear like discussions about like women who are transitioning to men. They kind of just like, they're men, you know what I mean? They just transition.
There's
and,
no
like,
discussion about,
yeah,
it.
And then it's kind of, and like,
that
happens,
is where,
you know,
it goes to what I was saying, what Patricia Bright was saying about this man on the YouTube thing.
Yeah.
That it is about women's spaces. We have to protect, and I hate to say we have to protect, because by us saying you have to protect,
yeah,
already put ourselves in a victimized position. And yeah, you know, I'm not the I don't like the victim talk, but mm-hmm, yeah, we have to strengthen the definitions about who a woman is, because it's a space that is always seems to be vulnerable,
yeah,
for the intrusion,
yeah,
of male thought and male dominance,
yeah,
you understand. And I think, like, the video that I sent to you earlier with the lady.
Okay, we can talk about that. What's her name? Let me pull up.
Her name is Kelly J. Keen. That's Mundal.
Yeah.
And she's one of those active feminists in the UK.
Yeah.
And she was talking about that she put up a poster,
mm-hmm,
defining what a woman is.
Well, by taking the dictionary meaning of what a woman,
right,
is.
And put a poster up in a section, a town in the UK, and there are a lot of LGBTQ people who are saying that, you know, it's just the poster alone and the definition of that was hate speech.
Yeah.
And she made a strong argument, like, okay, why is it that I am me defining myself, mm, or defining who a woman is,
or just is hate taking speech, out of the
is
dictionary,
hate speech towards you.
Yeah.
And this is the kind of mental gymnastics and madness that we're entering into, right?
Mm.
I think that it is okay if somebody wants to identify as a woman,
yeah,
they should live as a woman or a man, they can do what they want.
Yeah.
But do not, in doing that, try to say to me what I am or,
yeah,
what,
yeah,
I am,
yeah,
not. And, yeah, I think that is a pushback that a lot of people
are having. Okay, but here's my thought on it, like, even after watching the video, because she's in one back and forth with this other doctor guy, mm-hmm, who's like basically, you know, against her opinions. What happens is things get mixed up. You see how, like, in the video, I think she says, like, she refers to like trans women as men. And she, like, you know, makes some, you know, subtle rude jabs and remarks towards them. And I think I get it in the heat of the moment, whatever. I mean, of course, you know, should have been like, if that's her opinion, mm-hmm, I think it's kind of, you know, unnecessary for her to like do that. But because by her doing that, it, like, any of the actual legit facts that she does say or like points she does make gets erased by that, because we know the social climate,
yeah,
we live in, you know.
It really difficult though, in here, that when you're having an argument and in a situation like this, the person who is doing the original attacking, you know,
yeah,
they can get away with the attack, right?
By you making a remark.
But and if you exactly, and if you who is the arm that attacked, you know, don't walk the straight and narrow line of having the perfect response.
You risk losing your
but argument. But
that's something I think like you taught me from like very young age, like pick sense out of nonsense. So like I think to everything you can learn something, and I really think that's a tool or like a method people need to really train to, like, you can listen to somebody and like not take everything, like literally like suck up everything, but you can like weave in within the wrong things, find the right things and a couple keys. And I think in the video she does, I get her point, like it is kind of ridiculous for them to see it as, you know, why would you be offended by the definition of a woman? Like if you feel like a woman, wouldn't you theoretically then, okay, that's like my definition as well? Or even if, like, why do you keep, like, it's
and it's a point, that's a point, you see, one, because you see when they hear that definition, you know,
yeah,
which is
it's like insecurity,
their insecurity, yeah, and their perhaps bitterness of knowing that they will never be that, they're now turning that around, weaponizing that and making it seem as if, you know, they are being victimized, yeah, because I have it's like if you define yourself as something,
yeah,
it doesn't include or exclude anybody, you know, it just simply says this is who I am.
You know, that's something I've like realized more and more. A lot of things, like a lot of issues and stuff we have, like the root of them all is like insecurity within yourself,
of course, you know, right?
And it's like it's shocking to say. I mean, I'm not gonna pretend like I'm the most fully secure person ever, but like even like lately I realized, like when I talk to some people, and you know, when you are secure about yourself, you realize how other people, first of all, start questioning you, and then also their insecurities just become oh so much clearer when they realize like you're somewhat secure within yourself.
Yeah, and
you know,
I think that we are living in, you see, again going back to the whole age of Aquarius, right?
Yeah,
we are in a time where everything is being unveiled, so we can't hide anymore. So
yeah,
there were times when there are people who were thick with their baggage and their emotional issues,
yeah,
and they would be able to hold positions and take positions and take up space with their positions, right?
Yeah,
but today people are more likely to go up, lift up the covers and say, no, we know why you're doing this.
Yeah.
And people are less guarded in calling you out. You understand? And I think if there is anything good that comes out of this whole cancel culture, and I'm not a part of it, because I really think
we should call it the growing culture.
Because
like,
I think
learn from your mistake.
If we as a culture, we as a society, whatever, however, right, we as the internet, you know, can call people out and call them out on, you know, their true bias or their true thing, and then say to them, look at it,
yeah,
you understand, grow from this is not something that you have to be ashamed or to be ashamed or like you said, defined by, right?
Yeah.
But it will require us to be a bit more softer on the edges, and most people are very much like, and I'm including myself, because it's not an easy thing when you have conditioned thinking and you want to keep them steady.
Yeah.
You want, because that's what we're all trying to do here, right? We're trying, gravity pulling us to earth. We are looking for the gravity in our ideologies and our conditioned thinking to keep us grounded.
Quote unquote sane, which
right,
is kind of insane.
Keep us grounded. But
yeah,
but the reality is that we really, in order to really get to the core of who we are, we have to disrupt that on a constant basis. And that's why when we're talking about this topic, I always say, and not just this topic, every topic, that I am okay with being wrong, you know, because I don't assume, like I really try hard, and it wasn't something that was easy, because all of us come, I am a very, very firm person in what I think is right.
Yeah.
But I think that I understand enough to know that there is so much that I don't know.
Yeah.
And we're living in a time that there's so much information and so many ways to look at it, that it really would be a shame if you would just lock yourself off.
As we close mind,
right?
Like,
so
this
on this
vision.
Topic of the transgender thing, I accept that, you know, because when this whole thing first started for me, you know, I started to think, wow, but this is great. And I was, you know, I was collecting all the information and learning, and I was like, you know, people should be able to define and do what they want.
Yeah.
But my issue came really when I realized that within the transgender community, there are people who they are not being honest with themselves, yeah. and by them not being honest with themselves, they're, you know, manifesting that and projecting that mm-hmm. onto other people. And that for me is a problem, because I am a woman, you are a woman,
yeah.
you know what I mean? And I don't that should not be compromised or changed. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Isn't it, it's kind of ironic, the whole, you know, breaking borders, and even like the whole you know, go at non-binary and kind of like breaking those walls. Within them breaking those walls, they've kind of created like a complex
walls, maze. Exists a massive wall, yeah. not just for themselves, but also
for others. Us. Like you'll feel yes. like you have to be like, you have to define yourself within their new system. It's just like, wasn't the point to like get rid of the system exactly. in the first place?
Exactly. Yeah. I remember years ago, I read this book about this was this homosexual man. What's his name again? Oh God, I wish I could remember.
From your offhand. Book club?
Shush. And he was just making fun of the gay community, because he was like, he don't understand why gay men want to get married, because yeah. for him, he's like, I think his thing was that he thinks that people who are gay are already outside of the social constructions mm-hmm. of marriage and what a family should look like. Yeah. So they should live outside it and build their own.
Yeah, yeah,
you understand?
Yeah.
Instead of trying to fix. To fix to themselves. Still kind to of sort of
conform. And like to conform into the system.
See what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And so I thought it was so hilarious, because he was a comedian, right?
Yeah.
But he really just, it again, opened up your mind to think about the thing from another perspective.
Yeah.
Because really and truly, if you say that you're different and you say that you're gay, it's something to be celebrated.
Yeah.
Why are you forcing them now, this, the everybody else to come along? It should be those of us, and I'm saying us, yeah. who happen to, you know, be brought up in a conditioned way. It should, yeah. it should be a challenge for us to find our own uniqueness,
mm-hmm.
you know, and burst out of the constructions yeah. that we've come to know. Yeah. So,
yeah.
but the topic of transgender is something that we will revisit and revisit.
Because it's still, it's like, it's we're in the mix of it.
Of getting to understand, you know, it and coming to some kind of comfortable place with it.
Yeah.
I was watching a documentary. Are we talking too long on this topic?
But it's, you know, topic of the times.
Well, there is a documentary I watch about, there is this agency in the UK that, they are responsible for assisting young people who have issues
yeah.
with their gender.
Yeah.
And they were just there are a lot of investigations regarding who, you know, the medication that young people are given and the assessment. Mm. First of all, the assessment, because you have to assess to see, is this person really suffering with gender issues, or is it something to do with their sexuality?
Mm.
Is it to do with depression or trauma?
Yeah. Yeah.
Also, sometimes it has to do with young girls who they are gay and they are not able to be okay with that, so they yeah. just assume, okay, let me just switch over to being a man.
So it becomes quote-unquote normal,
yeah, because
again.
Of their family pressure or yeah. religious reasons, yeah. right? And this organization is on a lot of investigation because, you know, the counselors within the organization are saying that they are not always comfortable with the speed with which, you know, some of these children are given medication to switch over their
yeah,
into
yeah,
their
yeah.
gender, and that's
I think that's something that definitely needs to be discussed, because, like, you know, I feel like especially, I mean, again, I can only speak for myself in this term, but like, I know, and I'm sure you can remember, like, how you were as a teenager. That's like the thoughts, and I can imagine, like, to a certain extent, teenage growing up in this day and age with the internet, it's like almost even more confusing. There's even more stuff to think about, and it's like, it's just a bundle of things, and like, one minute you feel like this, next minute you feel like this. And I feel like if you're lucky enough to grow up in like a situation where you feel free to explore whatever it is, like today maybe you want to dress more, you know, more masculine, or maybe next day you want to dress more feminine, like just to like, define and get to know yourself, it's great. I really feel for people who don't have that, I would see luxury or privilege, however you wanna call it. But I think I'm looking forward to the day where we can just let people just like live, because it's growing up in a system feeling like you need to kind of conform and kind of like fit into a certain box, that you'll never be able to fit in a box. You know, there's
right.
no box like made for you that is out there already. You have to kind of like define your own space. You
and
know?
We're in a time right now too, where there are too many choices. You remember we talked about that, that when you have so many choices, people get confused, and whatever choice they do make, it's almost like you think, I could have done better.
Do you think maybe we're not meant to have free, like that level of freedom?
Well, that's
you
a
think
whole about other it? Conversation.
Because like, don't even like sexuality, like think about that. Like there is literally no natural like law forcing you to do what you need to do. You know what I mean? Like in terms of what you find attractive, what you don't find attractive, whatever. But yet still, there's like this like undefined pressure in some people's heads, like okay, but okay, I'm either hetero,
yeah,
or
but
I'm
it's
either
not
like
just
bi
in people's
or
heads, like you say, you correctly said it. It's like there is this invincible thing, and the invincible thing is religion, it's social mores, it's what is respectable, what is not respectable. All of those things help to put us in boxes.
Yeah.
So instead of somebody, a woman, a young girl, or a young boy saying, you know what, I love boys and I'm a boy and I want to enjoy loving boys, can't do that because religion tells you not to do it. And because religion tell you not to do it, your parents who are religious are telling you you can't do it, and then your society who is also, so it's like we as human beings have set up these
constructs, rules,
and the rules are not, this is the thing, the rules are not really helping us.
In fact
the rules are literally making us more smaller one, but also divided. You understand? But I wanted to make the point about, you remember some time ago we watched this this documentary about Earth, and we have it, Earth, it's called Earth, right?
the planet Earth, right?
And I remember the man when we were watching this episode on the ocean, and he said it was like upwards of 85 to 90% of the ocean
we still don't know. Yeah,
and that always stuck with me, so because
it
I felt
troubling.
Like that there's so much that we don't know about Earth. But there is also, we watch something also again,
about the brain. Yeah, we only know like.
And we also don't know enough about the brain. So it's like going back to what I was referring to with this this agency in the UK that is, you know, dealing with children with gender issues. The psychologists and the social workers and the people who are working within these organizations themselves, they are coming at this situation with limited knowledge.
Yeah.
So it's like they themselves are not equipped to manage what is in front of them.
Mm-hmm.
And instead of, what should I say? Because how do you solve a problem? Because if you don't have enough information
about
the problem,
right? You don't know
how are you going to help the person who is experiencing the problem?
Yeah.
So then you understand the problem that we are in.
Yeah, yeah,
you
yeah.
understand? And so that's, again, I wanted to end off this particular topic on that this is something that we're learning.
Yeah.
We are learning. And I think we shouldn't rush to declare people transphobic and homophobic and you know, because I think we are all learning. And if it's I can only speak for myself, because I know that when I say these things, I am not saying them to be hurtful to anybody.
Yeah.
I'm saying them because I'm fleshing out the thing and trying to make sense of it.
Yeah.
You understand? So if somebody is listening and gets offended, they need to put
explain
that
why.
Bit that they need to put that bit of knowledge in it, that okay, this is somebody who is fleshing it out.
Yeah.
Right?
Because at the end of the day, we're all just kind of trying to get rid of our individual, like adjust and like some of our like ignorance. You're not gonna know everything. So
I just wrote a text earlier this morning to somebody.
I wrote a poem about this, and it just magically whips out her glasses, just like let me just read a quick paragraph.
As I was saying, I wrote a text this morning, and I literally wrote that we are all feeling around in the dark as
basically,
human being. We're feeling around in the dark trying to make sense of it, and what is the use of us being so angry and unkind to each
towards
other.
Others,
so that, you know, if I am somebody who has transgender issues and I hear somebody having a conversation about it, perhaps my first reaction is not to feel offended, because perhaps the person isn't trying to offend. But at the same time, somebody who is not transgender, who is talking about something that they don't know enough about,
should premise that.
Just chill. Let's just use openness, kindness, honesty.
Yeah.
You understand? As lead in to every all of these conversations.
Isn't that how it used to work in like old
like olden time in Greece where they used to have like discourse rounds where people like discuss issues. Like that's something I feel like we've implemented on the internet. Only thing is like you have to kind of walk around eggshells if they're like, unless you're an established figure, because I do believe there are a couple people that we know, or not know, like literally know, but like for example, like I think Dave Chappelle, like as a comedian, and they have like individual people who they tread along those that line, that fine line of saying
what they're thinking, and then they can flesh out their ideas in a public way without being judged.
Exactly. And like,
but why though? This is the thing. Why? Because somebody like
that. Because they've established themselves as somebody as, like that. Authentic. I think
authentic, exactly. Yeah. Honesty. And they we believe them when they say that the opinion that they're having is coming from a place of
them in that moment.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I think that is the work that we all have to do individually, right? Yeah. To establish ourselves as people who are not tied by to anything, but at the same time refusing to not speak your truth.
Yeah, that's the thing. I think honesty is a big part of it. I mean, remember what was it last year or 2 years ago, the whole Jesse Smollett thing. Like, there's a lot of, and not even just to call him out, like we've been having situations that where you just like there's just deceit and like distrust and like situations happen and you're always just like, okay, is this like a
and
money
to go
grab
back,
is this like,
and to
know?
Go back to what you said about that, you know, at the root of a lot of these issues is a level of insecurity unhealed wounds and trauma, right? And if we are not able to accept that, then we go continuing that is bruising what we're doing to each other. Yeah. But let us talk about
Let's move something to more ratchet. That was, you know, one of those.
We're going to talk about Kanye being president. Oh, or no, God. Let's talk about Will and Jada.
Okay, yes, because that's her eyes just like...
Oh, my
like,
God, no.
Anyway, she was entangled, okay?
She was entangled. The entanglement.
It's not I tripped and fall anymore. It's I was in an entanglement.
Look, I want to say that I find the conversation to be very...
Evolved.
I don't know if it's evolved, but it's evolving. And it's good. And it's important to have. I think what I find very distressing is the comments from people. I was saying it earlier this morning. I was talking to Jonathan about it, and he was saying how the memes are so funny, though, mommy. Like, chill. The memes are so funny. And they are funny. But my thing is, there are so many people making comments about this situation who are themselves, you know, not in no relationship, only have toxic relationships, or are just literally single and never been in relationships, right? I mean, I've been married for what, 25, 26 years now going on.
Really?
And I respect, what the hell? What do you mean, really?
I thought y'all hit 20. Oh my God, I'm behind. What are you talking? Wait, hold up. No. You're 22. You got married 1 year before I was born, right?
No, what are you talking about?
Or 2 years. So
what
then
are,
you're like
you
22.
What are you searching on? Are you going on the computer?
No, I'm just like, Charles, unpacking it.
As I was saying, since I am the one who was there,
y'all don't reach 25 yet. I know.
Yes.
No, you're 23 or 24.
What?
You and dates.
24.
Yeah, didn't you get married 97?
When were you born?
98. You were born.
No,
you were married.
No, we were married 96.
96. Okay. Right. So then it's 24.
What did I say? Did I say?
You said 25, 26. What are you going to say? Did I stutter? I said what
okay,
I said.
So
period.
We're going to go back to the point. Right, so I think that people who are in long-term relationships or in marriages that, you know, are, I think we are the people who get to have opinions about this. And I hear people getting it like, oh, you know, Will shouldn't do this and Jada shouldn't do that or whatever. Mm-hmm. How the hell are you going to know what's going on in somebody's relationship and what rules they make, you know? I want to say, though, outside of that, that I think that Jada in herself has an issue. And she said it in the conversation
the
that we're
syndrome.
Having. Yeah, that helper syndrome is a dangerous thing, and it's a predatory kind of thing. Because in this particular situation, the young man was mentally ill. He was also physically ill, because I think he had some problems with his liver or something like that. And he also had... as I said, it meant, but he had a lot of emotional baggage from, you know, people. Is because I think his brother died, his sister died. Like, it's a whole heap of things that's going on with him. And she knew that, coupled with the fact that she is older than him, right? And she, you know, she do her thing to assist him, and that's fine and good. But that's, as a counselor myself, that's one of the worst things you can do. They say it with therapists as well, like a psychologist.
You have to like you cannot.
How are you going to get into bed with your patient?
True.
Because literally that's what he was to her when they started their initial contact.
Yeah.
Because he was friends with Jaden, they say, and he, you know. So the fact
Jaden, like the son.
His son, yes. He was the one who introduced him to the family because he was friends with him. So my thing is, it's a bad look for her, you know, because if you're saying that you're somebody who wants to help, then you need to understand that you cannot, there are lines that you can't cross.
Okay, but
then the question, let me just finish this point, because you see, when I was doing counseling and so on, that was one of the main things that the lecturers always pointed out, you know, mm-hmm. that you see this urge that you think you have to help, mm-hmm. you have to always question it, you know, you have to always interrogate it, because it's not so much that you want to help anybody, you know, it's that you want to help yourself,
yeah,
and you're turning around and manifesting it in good ways,
yeah.
which is not bad,
yeah.
But you have to be careful that you are not doing it as a way to like, in my view, I think
ego.
That's what Jade, exactly, it was an ego mission. It was also the like she said, this insane desire to fix things.
Yeah.
You know, perhaps her energies could have been better used if she had adopted a child or had a third child. But what she wanted was to do something like that, and mm-hmm. then it became dysfunctional.
Yeah, but even within that context of, you know, counseling, it's not like she was a counselor or a therapist. I get what you're saying, but like, let's not forget, like, she wasn't.
Yeah,
that,
but when
you know?
You see, when you listen to that 15-minute conversation that they had, you know, the way how she talks about it, you can see that this is something that she does on a regular, where she tries to help
people.
The whole Red Table Talk thing is about that, having the conversations to help.
Yeah.
So I'm just pointing that out. So that's a part. That's a side note to the mm-hmm. whole thing. But I think just generally, this is such a necessary conversation to have. So many people are in long-term relationships, and you know, your relationship, it gets boring, it gets stale, new issues come up, because as you grow, you change, and the person might not change
with you. Yeah.
And who you might be at the end of the change is maybe somebody that the person is not attracted to.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? Also, like, and I think that's, for me, was the thing that stood out, because I also married very young, and that's what she said, Will said, they got married very, very young.
Because they're like, not high school sweethearts, but like around that age.
They were very young when they met, and they got married very young. And that is a unique thing within marriages as well. Because like, I know I got married when I was, what, 22, 23?
Please remind me, I'm like behind.
And, no, and,
on
and
the
I
time
think,
lapse.
I think in a lot of ways, it was, you know when you know. So it don't matter if it's you're too young or you're too old. If you know
true,
that this is
yeah,
one,
true,
then
true.
That's the one.
Yeah.
But I think the peculiar thing is when you are young is that you're changing.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? So who I am when I'm 25 is certainly not who I was when I was 35, and definitely who I am not now at 40 odd. So
mm-hmm.
And Will making the point that because of them being married so young, their ability to the change, coupled with the fact that they might make mistakes that could ruin their entire whole life, which is their family, was even more potent, you know. I just find the conversation to be a very needed one, and I think that Black men in particular, it's really interesting to see that, you know, when he was laughing and say he was like, you know, you know, the press conference, and the woman is always like,
I'm a stand by my man.
I thought that was very interesting to observe and to see, you know, and I'm fascinated to see the comments that are going to be made about Will Smith's manhood, because he's
comments already about it, you
who
know.
Cheated on him, because I think a lot of women cheat, you know. But
I don't like
how
you please wait. Okay,
what do you mean?
That's no. sort of like
what? No, because I think a lot of women do that, and they don't. Women are, I think, better at not just being deceptive and liars, but they're just smarter. They're just smarter in keeping it down,
oh
so it
God.
don't get known.
Are
you
saying men are not intelligent, mom?
No,
is
I'm not
what
saying
you're
that.
Saying
what
right
I
now?
Am saying though is that I think that I've always said this to you. I feel like men are way more emotional than women.
Have we ever talked about the Mingtao thing on the podcast? I don't think so.
Yes, we did. Mm-hmm. I think we mentioned it a couple of times. But I'm happy for them that they have the This is, you know how they always say, oh my God, you're so brave. This is definitely a situation where you can say, yeah, they are brave, because there've always been rumors about their relationship, and the fact that they're able to, they've been always not been like, they've never really come out and say, but they, if you listen to their individual interviews, they've always said that they've redefined their marriage from a marriage to a life partnership.
Yeah.
If you're slick with that kind of language, you understand basically what
they're
saying.
I
personally think that people have to define their relationships, and nobody can hold any kind of
again with judgment. The rule setting, you know,
decide what you want for your relationship.
So that's like you seeing it as like somebody who has been married. So like for me personally, like even watching it as somebody who has not been married, like, I think it helps break down this kind of fairy tale look we have on relationships, that there is going to be this one magical person. It's always going to be perfect, and there's not going to be like any problems ever. And
exactly.
You know, and like, I think I respect, I mean, granted, I don't think I've ever, well, definitely I didn't get, you know, that kind of like thinking like from you or like daddy, like, you know, that there's, you know, this perfect setup. I mean, for me, in my eyes, yeah, you two are like the kind of like ideal couple in my mind, because like, I guess that's how it works, like when you grow up with your parents.
But we don't walk around here like, you know, on cloud nine.
Like, yeah, no, don't worry. Y'all don't
it's
worry
like, no, because it's
more
real
realistic
thing.
It's I think that also, you know, helped me have like a more realistic view on relationships and getting to know people, and like, not, you always say like, stand in love, don't fall in it, and also be aware of yourself, you know, and just, I don't know, just like be realistic about it, and being like, just like literally just like being honest and open in like, regardless whatever conversation you're having, whatever problem it is, that is like the solution, a mad solution for me. But, and I respect the fact that, you know, they didn't have to talk about it, and yet they did, they addressed it, and they were making jokes because J. Cole has a song where it's like, I want that Jaden and Will Smith kind of love, and I was like, nothing.
Yeah, but see, that's the thing, because there are some people who just can't manage that kind of love. That's just the real deal, right?
But, you know,
there's many people who are just not mature. They're not at the mature. Yeah. Their emotional intelligence is not at the level where they can manage or participate
but
in a relationship.
But it's not also conditioning. It's kind of like that, again, and also insecurity. You kind of like worrying about the other person not loving you enough. You know what I mean? I mean, I'm sure like...
No,
you,
I don't understand what you mean. All right,
so there's this broader discussion that has to be happen our surrounding relationships, like monogamy, and like if that's a real thing, if that's even, you know, some people discuss if that's even like quote unquote like possible, like to, you know, fully be happy the whole time. And I think everybody kind of has to define it for themselves, and the only issue is, again, is when you meet somebody, if that person is also going to be as open, as honest as you are with them. They are to you,
that's the thing though, you know, Anya. I think that, and that's why I felt like what Jada and Will did was it exposed for all of us living, whether or not we are at that level where they, because they've said it, that it's not that they don't, because Will literally said that he wasn't planning to talk to her no more. Like, you can see that they don't suspect, like, done. Both of them said that, basically, right?
Yeah.
But you also see that they have a commitment to each other.
Yeah.
So it's more about, okay, when you enter into a relationship, a marriage, are you in it because you are holding up the structures of what the conditioned world tell you to hold up?
Yeah.
Or are you in it and using it as a vehicle to interrogate and disrupt and heal, right, the parts of you that needs to be healed? And the fact that you're in the relationship is like you're doing it in our safe space, because you know that there's somebody who's always going to love you, but you also know that you're with somebody who is also doing the same thing, and that perhaps the person is not going to come out the way that you want them to come out, and you have to be okay with that.
Yeah.
You understand? And I think that this is how we make quality human beings, right? But for a lot of people, because they have this false sense of safety and security in the conditioned lifestyles that they've been given through their parents or through religion or through what society,
TV, honestly, I think that's
movies
and
all of them foolishness. So it's like people, And again, I don't want people, anybody listening to us thinking that, boy, you know, we think that Jada and Willa have the perfect relationship, because I don't know what's going to happen to them. Because honestly, they did not speak about the fact that it has always been rumored that Will Smith, not only does he have other relationships with other women, but that he's gay. You understand? So there are various levels to their whole... Exactly. So there is no 1+1=2 situation here. It is very what?
Nuanced. But okay. Also, I think there are some things like we don't really... Like, why do we
have to know?
You know? Like, it's okay. I mean, I respect the fact that they talk about it, that this kind of narrative gets kind of like breaking down, like one of these quote-unquote like ideal couples, whatever. Like, they talk about, you know, their issues and stuff they went through to make it more... But then again, like, why do people need these kinds of situations to make sense of their, you know?
Because, Anya, because you know, one time we're talking about how, like, if you believe in Buddhism and the whole thing of reincarnation, we are here, you know, as souls, and we're all in different classes. Yeah. All are we not in the same classroom?
Yeah.
All are we not in the same grade? Yeah. All are we not even at the same type of school?
Yeah.
You understand? Some of us are in pre-K, as
soul
in
level.
Kindergarten. Yeah. Yeah. And then there are some of us who are at high school. There are some of us who are in university. You understand? Mm. Some of us doing homeschooling. You understand?
Yeah.
So our souls are on different paths.
Yeah.
Right? And I think there is something to be learned from. There's lots to be learned from situations like Jada and Will. Just like with Beyonce and Jay-Z, although, you know, my view on them is like, you know, them capitalists and them really do that whole spiel to make money and promote it. But if you have the third eye, if your third eye is really open and if you're really awake, you can pull from these experiences and then use those experiences to straighten and unpack the stuff that you are dealing with.
Yeah.
You understand? So, I am looking forward to seeing how them saying that will affect, just because I think the dynamic of having this person, this woman who is the cheater. But I don't even know that Will and Jada really gave us... It didn't give us everything, because I really doubt... what I am interested in, if you want to know the truth, is what was the thing that was happening that caused them in the first place
to
want to separate?
Sure. But that's the thing. I don't think we're ever going to know. And I'm like, and okay with that.
Those are the things that I think might be useful.
For but others.
Again, they don't have to tell us
It's not their job.
As the audience, we can look at our own lives or the people in our lives, you know, other relationships that we know, and begin the work of, you know,
detangling ourselves.
Detangling.
Slip that one in.
Oh my God. But we wish them all the best, you know. Yeah. And I think people are saying, what about their children and so on.
Because that's something I'd be interested in. Like, but then I know me and you have this conversation already where you're just like, it's none of our business. But me and your father do. It's like, okay, we're still in the same house, though, and it does kind of still affect the kids.
No, but I think, you know, my view on that. I think that, especially in a family setup, like, you know, you have children, the relationship is the axis upon which the family spins.
Exactly.
And the relationship is, it's not you and your brother and me and your father in the relationship. It's me and your father.
But that
finish. Okay. And so, therefore, I think that if you do your job right as parents, right, your children will be able to be cushioned by the knowledge that whatever comes out of this, my parents love me.
I'm getting an iPhone. There's a divorce, I'm getting an iPhone.
No, you remember, what's his name? Major Hype did the one skit one time with that, you know, where it's like, how you tell different children that you're getting divorced.
Yeah.
And like, you tell Caribbean children, you tell, you know, Jamaican children and so on. And then you tell the white boy, he's like, I'm killing grandma.
Oh my God!
And it was like, but why are you kidding grandma? Grandma have to do it. No, but going back to the point, no.
So dark.
So stupid too. I think that the relationship between the husband and the wife is what the whole thing spin on.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, you have to, again, with your parenting, the children will be secure knowing that, okay, this one is not none of our business until we trust that mommy and daddy
are doing the best,
doing
for us,
what they're going to be doing.
I would still like to hear, because I think
still like to hear what
the All right. So because we are, you know, creatures of habit and conditioning does affect the way we are, I would be interested to hear, like, Willow and Jaden's
I feel like we go here. Cause, you know, Willow, she always, you heard her always laugh at her on the red table talk.
No way.
Whenever they're doing any kind of conversation, she's always,
Oh, my God.
And, So I can imagine that they were, but I think the when you look at the way how they've raised their children, I'm very sure that those children are,
we have different views on life for sure.
Exactly, because didn't she say at one point, Willow, that she wants to be in a polyamorous relationship?
Did she? I didn't know that.
Polyamorous is where you have
multiple,
right?
Yeah, multiple.
Yeah, she said that once during one of the conversations. So, I mean, already you can know that the level of consciousness what they have in terms of how relationships work and how family should operate is different.
Yeah.
But you see, the problem is, those of us who are in pre-K or in primary school, in terms of consciousness,
what do you mean?
You go hell,
yeah.
God not like this, or God. You know, and I mean, get out of people's things. Like if this is not your school, your class,
it's
don't
okay.
worry about it.
Yeah.
You know, focus on the test where you have coming up in your class, right? Yeah, but let's move on. I wish them all the best, and we might come back to them because. You know, it's all fun and games. Like I was saying to Jonathan this morning when we were talking about it, and I said, look, it's interesting, and I think that as a young man, and it's good to understand what they're doing in terms of the relationship.
Mm-hmm.
You understand?
But it's
all fun and games with the memes and everything.
Yeah.
Until if August Alsina hurts himself, and that's something
really?
That I thought yesterday when I was watching it, I thought to myself that because I saw a bit of the interview that he did originally that was talking about it, and you see that he is a very delicate and fragile young man.
Yeah.
I think he was really in love with Jada, and you know, I think my most evolved self would say, look. You never lose when you love. Never. You understand? So even if the situation was painful, and it probably wouldn't continue to be painful for him, that it was a lesson.
Yeah.
However, we're talking about a young man who have a lot of emotional baggage, right?
Yeah.
Also, he has dependency issues with drugs, and he also is physically ill because he was in the hospital for something. So, you know, that crossed my mind yesterday when I was watching the interview, because I say, you know, it's all, we can laugh about it, and Jada and Will seem like solid, strong people who
can
deal.
It, yeah.
But we're dealing with somebody who is not just younger, but is extremely vulnerable.
So
imagine if he was something else to happen to him.
Yeah,
you realize how the conversation would change.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. For
you know,
sure.
So.
But like, that's the thing, because like, so he has never been in a relationship since, or I don't.
I mean, I think he's had a lot of relationships.
But,
I mean, he's an attractive guy.
Okay.
You saw that picture with him?
No, which one?
There's a picture with him that is, you should check out.
Oh my God, you're smiling too much, right?
It's like,
look at it afterwards.
It's
what?
And they're saying like, that's why Jada is with him.
Oh my God.
But I think, no, I worry about that part of it, you
mm-hmm.
know? And I also think that perhaps this is where I kind of put some blame, or I don't know if it's blame is the right word. I think that Jada and Will might have needed to be a little bit more, what should I say? They should have been a little bit more mindful of the fact that this is a young man that is getting himself involved in big people business, like legit, right?
Yeah.
And he's playing with the big guys,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Emotionally. And that if you go into that kind of setting, you're going to get hurt.
Mm.
And I wondered if Jada couldn't have done more to kind of like
protect
him.
But then that's the thing, because in the interview, she said he left her, like he ended it with her.
Yeah, but he ended it because he was in love with her.
Yeah, sure, but that's
the thing.
He
wanted her to leave Will and come to him. And they know that was never going to happen.
Sure,
but that comes about though, Enya, because of his immaturity. If
in
you're
in a, way.
No,
in,
no
in a
his
way.
Immaturity in thinking that Jada was ever going to leave Will. And I'm saying he doesn't know that because Jada clearly did not set the field properly.
Yeah.
And when you're in open relationships, right, you kind of have to have an understanding that the people who you're going to get involved with, you're going to get entangled with,
yeah.
have to be at
on
generally
the
same,
level.
The same emotional
yeah, yeah,
level.
Sure. But I think I would have actually, you know, said that I think there's a certain amount of strength you have to for him to say, okay, he's not doing this then. Like, he has actual feelings for her and he's stepping out. And if whatever, I thought he would be listening to this, but like, even if, like, I think that's something you have to take in accountability, because it's like, it's one thing to stick around in somebody, I think this is like a big step for you to say, like, all right, no, I'm not doing this. I think there's like mad, you have to have courage for that, because look how many string along toxic relationships you have, and the society of, you know, I'm gonna be a side chick, I don't wanna be
a side man. That he's still talking about it today, and this, because I don't really know what he's known for
particularly.
He's a singer, you don't know any of his songs?
I don't know. I'd have to ask Jonathan or something. And stop acting like, you know, you always know everything about anything. Anyway, like, was the interview recent? What he
did? The interview that he did was recent. Like, it was 2 weeks or maybe a week and a half ago.
In Corona things times.
The interview where he talked about the whole thing with Jada. Yeah, 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 that happened. Did you not watch that?
No.
It's not like I watch all of it, but I came across a clip of it because...
Where do you find all this time between all your book readings and poem writings to get all entangled in this?
Because you know why? Because I've always thought that Jada and him had something. And I thought to myself, because they've always had the rumors that they were together, you know.
Yeah.
But my thing was always, like I said a while ago, it's all fun and games until somebody gets really hurt. And by hurt, I don't mean the hurt that you get from love, because I do believe, honestly, you never lose. when you love, right? But he is not, I'm repeating myself, he's vulnerable.
Yeah, yeah.
You understand? And so, but let's talk about Kanye.
Well, oh God, Kanye 2020.
First of all, I don't know. I don't know if he's really even registered to be able to do that. What, you know what I was thinking? Imagine if...
I don't like when he gets so quiet. I swear.
No, but imagine if he runs and he says that he wants to use Candace Owens as his running mate.
I'm not cursing, but no. Just no.
Can you imagine?
Why would he use her?
No, but I'm thinking that, so imagine that that would be... Listen, I personally feel that Black Americans, and I've always said this, they don't have no they have no horse in this race.
Well, that's for sure. He should... What's the guy you showed me, the YouTube, the guy, you, you know, something, one of your... You know,
Coleman Hughes.
Yeah, exactly. I think he's somebody who's legit, who could actually do something for America, and maybe kind of help them a bit.
But I don't know. So anyway, I feel like Kanye, what should I say?
Didn't you say he was office meds?
That's what they say. But look, I'm a big Kanye fan. And by Kanye fan, I mean Kanye, the musician. I think Kanye's music is really...
Yeah, he's a genius when it comes to music.
Yes.
And as an
However,
artist.
However, I don't know. I think...
As these artists, they're very, you know, shifty.
No, but look here. Let me tell you something. If Trump can be president of the United States...
I'm not saying that. That's the thing. That's the thing. People were... joking about Kanye, and then it's first when they say Kim Kardashian is going to be the first lady, that's when things hit, you know.
When
they imagine like her, she and her 25 kids, and you know, her like 100 man family
and
coming.
Her nakedness,
yeah,
wow, the whole respectable thing would just go straight through the way. But also, I mean, come on, I think look I
saw,
at Trump.
Wait, you saw
look
you,
at
wait,
Ivan,
wait.
What's your name?
Yeah, exactly, that's what I was gonna say, because if it's like how can it would be that America would have two presidents in a row where all of America and the world have seen their wives naked at some point.
Yeah. So it's like, okay, it's a free for all now.
Again, not for Trump and things, and you know, certain things with Kanye I don't really agree with and so, but isn't it ironic, like the amount of borders we've been breaking down? That's like, you can imagine this. It wasn't there, is it in Canada? Or some other country, they have some other comedian who also became like presidents. Somewhere in the east, I don't know, somewhere else
in Eastern Europe,
yeah, somewhere there,
where
like
he was a comedian,
yeah, and he just became president. Yeah. It's like,
yeah, but you
but
know,
it just
what,
makes
though?
Sense, you know. But
I think that look, I'm all for Kanye just you know, being mentally well. If he's doing this and he's mentally in it and he's really okay, then why the hell not, right? But I personally am happy that I don't have to choose to vote for him or not.
Aren't
vote
you
for
glad
him.
You're
I feel
not
bad.
An American.
No, I mean, for Americans, it must be like, this must really feel like the end of the world happening over. It's like Groundhog
Again.
Day.
Yeah.
But I think, and I've always said it, that I think that America is not... I mean, the thing I was watching the other day, what's it called? Rome, where they talk about the demise of the Roman Empire.
Yeah.
It's never nothing from outside that does it, you know. It's always from inside. It's always from within. So, like, you know, what's happening in the U.S. is just the U.S. cannibalizing itself.
Jesus.
And just what all we can do, those of us witnessing it, is just pray and hope that
wildfire gets caught over here.
I've always said it, even when we're talking about the thing with race and everything. I have a lot of respect for the United States, though, you know, because they have a tendency to just like put their dirty linen in public and they just deal with everything just out there. It's a bit messy, but it's out there. No,
it's
seriously,
out there. But
when you compare that to Germany, though,
okay, but Germany has a way
to shuffle things under the rug and like, oh, Alice, it's okay.
Yeah, so, but at least they're like, you know. I mean, think about even the whole, if we've, I think every conversation we have, we brush up on it. Like, but even like the history with like Hitler, like Germany still pays, you know, reparations and stuff to like Israel and to the Jewish community.
Yeah, well, that's that one thing, though.
What do you mean that one thing?
That's that one thing, though.
But generally, like, I think
there's a lot of other shit in Germany that it could also do.
Yeah, but what has America, but what has America done? What has America done? Like,
I don't feel like I have enough information to speak on what they have done.
See, and that's the fact. Like, anywhere else in the world, if you have basic like historical knowledge, you know that like, there are other countries who actually pay for their shit. Of course, not every little thing, but I think America's one of those things where that's the facade. The facade is, oh my God, everything's out in the open, but they're not changing anything. Nothing has been done.
It's another day for another conversation. I feel like if Kanye is mentally well, why the hell not? For sure.
He actually wins, though.
You know what's going to be great? I can imagine like when they have like the campaign meetings or conferences, he's going to have the most liddiest music.
It's so ridiculous. Oh my God.
All right, Inya, how long is this? And I don't think it was ratchet. Whoa. Oh, I want to say something about half a dollar.
You mean 50 cents?
I don't like the fact that we have so many of these rapper people who made these comments about black women being angry, about black women being bitter, about black women being desperate, and how them choose all, they prefer to have exotic women and all of that.
And that's with caps on.
Yes, right? I'm over it, and I feel like it just shows though, like, okay, so he said that, mm-hmm. and there's so many other black entertainers, male entertainers, who could come out and say, you know what,
Why are you saying this?
This is not necessary. Keep that to yourself. Nobody asked to know this. Yeah. Nobody asked for this.
Yeah.
But people like 50 Cent go off and do this consistently. You know, yeah. I remember when he had said something about that girl who was in power. There was another girl that was in power, this dark-skinned girl. And he made some derogatory comments about her as well.
Yeah.
And for a while, she was, you know, there battling and so on. But then she turned around, just the other day was his birthday, and she sent him happy birthday publicly on it. Like, I think black women have a tendency to be too forgiving, you understand, and too much. Like, just too always trying to be this magical thing. Remember we talk about that? About how we have to watch the way we talk about who we are. Because by the way we talk about ourselves, we're dehumanizing ourselves.
Yeah.
And I think because black women have always, you know, we've walked the trope of being, you know, the strong black woman who can manage anything. We get all kind of shit thrown at us all the time. And this is at us, because I don't feel like it was thrown at me per se. But I just feel that it is enough that this kind of thing, it's time enough that this kind of thing stops.
It's like,
and that
not funny
black
anymore.
Men in particular, black men, you know, other black men, police people, like half a dollar. I don't think that, it's just not right. And anyway, people might listen to this, I don't even know what we're talking about. But there is, that's what I wanted to say. I don't like him, and I think it's just, it's enough.
But I think there are a lot of them. What's the other one that's in jail right now that constantly keeps Instagramming and tweeting out of jail? One other rapper, one, he also is like with he has like tattoo.
Kodak Black.
Exactly. Yeah, him also, like,
but
you know,
he just looks like a toad. And then this is the thing I'm not understand with these guys. They're always talking about what their preferences are.
They're just like, they're like a strong 2.5.
They're just nobody's preference. Just like on the surface looking at them, and just in terms of the quality human that they are.
Yeah.
Nobody wants to be with
but that's
them.
The thing, like there's really nobody like checking. I agree with that. There's not enough people like checking them, and especially like other men, because you have women check other women for certain things, but there's not a lot of, you know, that going on. So
how long is this in? This is long. So
okay, so
how long is it?
It's an hour.
Okay,
yeah, so thank
you. We're not going to edit this.
Well, we can cut it up or something.
Yeah, so there's a lot of pauses or whatever.
No.
Anyway, yeah.
Thank you guys for listening.
Good looking out, Anya.
Huh?
We're going to take a break for August.
What? We are? if anything, August should be a good, you know, free one. Anyway, thank you all.
Yeah, because isn't it August that August, aliens not going are anywhere. Coming?
What? No, the aliens have missed their turn 7 months. They should have came in April.
It's like a solar. We're getting a solar.
Deadass, really?
That's what I saw. You know, see the meme with the, something I sent you?
No, I don't see that. Yeah,
there was a meme with what happens in September. Obviously, there's going to be a second outbreak. And then
Jesus, I hope
there's.
Not.
I'm just kidding. I don't know if there's going to be something. So there's no obvious to that, but yeah.
Anyway. Well, guys, thanks for listening. Make sure to check us out on all our social media platforms, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram.
And that perhaps...
We don't have Instagram yet. Maybe we should
and
do
perhaps
that.
Coming soon is YouTube.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe we'll do a face reveal or not.
What do you mean by face reveal? You make it sound like we're ugly people.
Where do you get ugly from? It's just, you don't know, that's what YouTubers do when they have like commentary channels where you don't see their face and they're like, y'all want at 500 likes, I'll give you a face reveal.
What?
Where are you? Like, no. Sometimes I feel like you're in the community and you're not. Anyway.
That's exactly it.
I hope you are being
not
safe.
Not of this world.
Washing
the Bible
your hands.
Says that.
Oh, my God. Wearing masks and such. And we'll definitely, you know, hear from you soon. Make sure to leave a comment or maybe an opinion on something we talked about today. And, yeah, catch you guys next time.